A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
First, let's talk about Singapore football. Pipo Oh is back here at Money FM, the former Hougang United and Home United coach, well known across Singapore football circles. A big story throughout the week, Pipo, of course, was Tatsuma Yoshida, the new national coach of Singapore, unveiled by football's new national body the other day. And he's wasted little time in stressing that teamwork within the Football Association of Singapore will be crucial to leading the Lions to success. Will the 44-year-old, the first Japanese to get this honour, be the man to take football forward in Singapore?
I think so, because when you talk about teamwork, we know that the Japanese, you know, they possess a lot of teamwork. If you look at Singapore, the SPL club, Albirex Niigata, for the past few seasons, they've not won the title just by individual skills and things, but they've done it because of teamwork. And I think it's right to say that we need to work together. And I think that the whole Singapore football fraternity has to work together for Singapore football to achieve success.
I think his greatest asset, guys, is that he had a short spell here as a footballer. When I was covering the then S-League scene regularly, he played for Jurong. Ironically, under V. Sundramuti, who he's just replaced as national coach.
As permanent national coach.
Finally,
he was doing it.
And Nasri Nazir as well.
Yeah, of course.
My issue is that I don't know if that season he had as a player is enough to fully grasp the culture, that a very unique culture, and I'm being diplomatic. I know you have to be very careful, Philippe, but I'll say that discipline has been a long-standing issue. You know, even the great disciplinarian, Radi Avramovic, arguably Singapore's most successful national coach in the last 20, 30 years, it even undid him in the end. You know, even he, with all his disciplinarian managerial style, he had a real taskmaster as a fitness coach there, that Boltak guy who drilled them.
Yeah.
Even those guys, in the end, I think they just got a little bit worn out. Discipline is an issue for Singapore football for as long as I can remember. We just lack a degree of professionalism. Would that be fair to say?
Of course, you know, there are good examples. There are good players that are true professionals. Look at Haris Harun. He is the captain of JDT now.
Yeah.
So I think Haris has got a big role to play as a captain. Yeah, he needs to influence the rest of the players to say, come on, follow me, you know, I'll lead you, because this is the way to go.
Yoshida's first assignments will be the upcoming international home friendlies against Solomon Islands on June 8th and Myanmar on June 11th. He spoke at a media conference at Jalan Besar Stadium. He said, "I am honoured to be appointed Singapore's national team coach and thankful for the trust the FAS has placed in me. The position bears heavy responsibilities, which I will undertake with commitment and pride." But Neil, you know, you covered, you know, Singapore football at its height when it was, you know, winning the Southeast Asian Championships and the S-League had decent crowds. How far do you think we need to come up from where we are?
We are a long way back. I mean, I was just talking off air. I always said that Hougang United was the template for local football. Local stadium, local name, local community, had a strong local following, the Hougang Hoolies. It was a great benchmark for local club engagement. And they're not even playing at Hougang anymore.
Yeah.
They're playing at Jalan Besar. That is no fault of Hougang United. It's just where we are. And it's a good sort of a microcosm of where Singapore football is. When a popular local team can't even play in its local stadium for various administrative, logistical reasons, the funding is not there at the moment. The reason the funding is not there is because the sponsorship is not there. The reason the sponsorship is not there is because the national interest just isn't there. So we have this bizarre chicken and egg situation. We need a successful national team to bring back support. But without support, we can't necessarily have a successful national team. I think he's got a bit of a poison chalice. I'm not going to lie. He's a young coach, 44 years old. He's got limited experience, fair to say, in the J-League. He managed Albirex for a season in Japan. The last side he managed, I believe, got relegated. He has been endorsed by the J-League president. I don't really know what that means exactly, but I mean, he has been endorsed. What he's got to do is this. He's got to get the Malay boys on side. So he's got to learn a smattering of Malay and or Singlish very, very quickly. He's got to understand the culture, the Malay culture. So that means he's got to understand things like, you know, the fasting period. He's got to take all this into account. He's got to bring in very, as Philippe says, very rigid discipline very, very quickly. and he's got to engage with the youth sides and just start bringing through the young players.
Well, you're the under 15 national coach now, Philippe. You know, what would you say his biggest priority should be?
Well, first, to communicate with his staff. I think the backroom staff is crucial for him. They will give him good support. Time is short, you know. So, yes, I agree with Neil that he needs to understand how Singapore football works.
Mm. Yeah.
The foreign coach part is important because I'm not going to name names, but I know for a fact that there's been foreign coaches in the past that have come in with very highfalutin ideas. They're going to change the world. They're going to turn the round ball into a triangle ball. Mm. You know, they've had all these weird ideas. But I've also heard from local coaches who were working under them that there was a lack of communication. There was a typical atas, haolien, arrogant attitude. Maybe you can't come in here with a condescending, patronising attitude towards the local coaches. You've got to respect the fact that the local coaches know the ground, know the players, speak the language, and you've got to utilise and work with them rather than against them. Tough challenge, but we wish him all the best.
Final word for you, Pipo. I guess a Japanese coach generally is pretty down to earth, and it's all about discipline, structure. And of course, we've seen that with Albrecht Nagata dominating domestic football over the last several years.
I mean, in Europe, we talk about how the Germans work. You know, they're hardworking, they have a good system in place. And I think in Asia, Japan is a good example. And if we can put in a good system and you know, put in hard work, and so if we have a Japanese coach to lead the way, and hopefully, you know, the locals follow suit, then yeah, maybe we can achieve success at the end of his term.
All right, we'd like to welcome Tatsuma Yoshida, the new national coach of Singapore, a Japanese on a 2-year contract, and it all begins now to try and lift the Lions' fortunes.